If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
Dean's here with entertainment news, and this is a scary story about Julian Lennon. What's the latest on this,
yeah,
Dean?
Yeah, he was supposed to appear with Paul McCartney in London and had to back out because of emergency surgery that he had to go through. He's this is Julian Lennon, the son of John, 61 years old. He recently revealed that he has been diagnosed with cancer and had to back out of the concert because of emergency surgery that had to go on. That's really all that we know right now on that.
Paul's in London doing concerts, isn't he?
He is. He's at the O2 Arena, which would be like, you know, being at Soldier Field, a giant outdoor venue. He's doing his worldwide Got Back tour. But the one last night was especially meaningful because when he started playing Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and Helter Skelter, 84-year-old Ringo Starr came out and joined him on drums.
Nice.
And the last time that they performed together was in 2019. If that wasn't enough, Rolling Stones' Ronnie Wood got up on stage.
Wow.
And they all performed Get Back together. So, and also, Paul paid tribute to John Lennon and George Harrison during the show. They did that, you know, that song that they put together again with
Now and Then
from an old cassette. They performed that. Yeah. But Paul, during one of the songs, played a ukulele that used to belong to George Harrison. And so he did something. Paul did something, not on ukulele, but later on the show did play the ukulele that was at one time belonged to George Harrison. There's a concert that's got Bob's name written all
over
it.
Yeah, I've seen Paul do that in concerts here. Let's talk about Jim Gaffigan, and he's talking about, and this is not the time of year to worry about your weight, but he is, I guess, isn't he?
No, he, you know, just decided that he wanted to live a little healthier. He's got a new comedy special out called Jim Gaffigan, The Skinny. That's on Hulu. It's streaming on Hulu right now. That's hilarious. But just about an hour ago, we talked with him on a Zoom chat, and he did not disappoint. Jim Gaffigan, hilarious as ever.
How much have you lost, and how'd you do it, is what everybody's asking.
You know, I don't know if this is appropriate for morning television, but I'm completely addicted to heroin.
You got to do what works for you.
Yeah, I did the appetite suppressant thing.
Yeah.
By the way, can I just point out that I'm not only wearing this hat,
yes,
as you know, as a pandering move to get people to watch my special,
fair,
The Skinny, on Hulu. I also didn't shower this morning.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice picture. That's
just wanted people to know that.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing some, I'm from Northwest Indiana, so I'm wearing sweatpants in honor of that.
Very nice. Very nice. Bring that home for Christmas. The no,
right?
Shower, the no shower look. So, congratulations on this. What motivated you, Jim, to do this? I mean, part of your act was how much you enjoyed eating and not exercising, and clearly all the things that you must be doing now.
Well, the thing that is so great about the appetite suppressant drugs, and by the way, I'm not paid by them. They should send me money or bourbon, right?
Yeah.
Is that I just eat like a normal human. You know what I mean? Before that, I ate, you know, like most dogs. You know, like I just didn't stop.
Right.
I think I'm part lab. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe I'm. I wish I was like a German Shepherd, but I'm probably just a lab.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he is very lab-like, very, very lovable that way. He lost 50 pounds, by the way, 5-0.
Hmm.
So he looks fantastic, and talks about it all in his new special, Jim Gaffigan, The Skinny, that is on Hulu right now.
Dean, how does this new Superman movie look to you?
It looks amazing. I spent probably most of my day yesterday watching the trailer over and over and over again. I'm a big Superman fan, so I'm just excited that they're doing another one. They seem to be taking a slightly different route with this one, but we got to see the the new characters in the movie. We got Rachel Brosnahan is playing Lois Lane this time. We've got the British actor Nicholas Holt, who is an outstanding Lex Luthor. And the new Superman himself is a fairly unknown actor. His name is David Corenswet. He looks great. He looks just the way you want your Superman to look. The biggest star of this trailer, which we have posted on our website, but is on YouTube and it's everywhere now, is Crypto the dog. Superman's little dog that they could have made, look like a sleek, muscular kind of dog with superpowers. It's actually a rescue dog and is absolutely adorable. And that's all anyone is talking about this morning is how cute Crypto is. So movie doesn't come out till July. We've got a long way to go for it. But if you're a Superman fan, there's something to watch.
And there is a lot to do this weekend. What's on your list?
We've got tons of things, and most of them are holiday oriented at this point. For example, some of the holiday shows include Ballet Chicago's 30th anniversary of their version of the Nutcracker. That is over at the Harris Theater in Millennium Park through Sunday. There is Mrs. Claus, the 25th annual production at the Apollo Theater in Lincoln Park. Chicago Symphony Orchestra is presenting Merry, Merry Chicago through Monday at the Symphony Center. This will be the final weekend for It's a Wonderful Life live in Chicago. The version of the Jimmy Stewart movie, but done like an old-time radio show. They do such a good job over there. Curtain's going to come down on that on Sunday. Also, for performances this weekend, there's a show that's called Rocky Mountain High Experience, a John Denver Christmas that features all the John Denver Christmas songs and all of his soft rock classics. That's playing at the Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower Place through Sunday. For a little bit of music this weekend, we've got Straight No Chaser, arguably the premier a cappella group in the United States. They're going to be at the Chicago Theater on Sunday. Michael McDermott, Chicago favorites, doing his annual Christmas show at City Winery through Monday. We also have the Mariachi Herencia de Mexico Christmas show. It's going on at the Old Town School of Folk Music through Saturday. The Squirrel Nut Zippers, which, by the way, is my favorite name of any musical group of all time.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
They're doing their Christmas caravan at the Park West on Saturday. For laughs this weekend, comedian Tommy Davidson's at the Improv in Schaumburg. Matt Rogers is at the Vic on Saturday. Brookfield Zoo's Holiday Magic is going on. And out in Geneva, they have what they call Santa Rockin' Lights, which is more than a mile of decorations. And you get in your car and you drive through this route and you get to see all these elaborately decorated homes and things all out in beautiful Geneva, and that is running through New Year's Eve. So we've got that going on. Now, Christmas is one of the busiest movie weekends of the year. So some of the movies are opening today, and some of the movies are opening on Christmas Day. The Christmas Day ones, which include the Bob Dylan movie, Complete Unknown, and also Nosferatu, will be opening Christmas Day. I'll review those on Tuesday morning. But for now, we've got the prequel to The Lion King, the animated movie from 1994, The Lion King, that's opening. It's called Mufasa, The Lion King, which is an origin story about little Simba's wise and majestic father who became king of the Pride Lands, voiced by the great James Earl Jones, who is the movie is dedicated to, by the way. They put that up on the screen right before you see it. I like this movie. It's beautiful. It's amazing what they can do with animation now and computer animation and so forth. So it's gorgeous. But I did have a couple of problems. I should have gone back and watched the original Lion King before I watched this one. Because, you know, it's been like 30 years. Hmm. So, you know, I forgot a lot of the characters. I forgot who's who. And I remembered the names, but I couldn't remember, you know, some of that stuff. Maybe that's just me. But I think a lot of people are going to have trouble remembering who's who at this. So you may have to do a little homework before you go see the movie. Also, the other thing that is missing from this movie, for all of its pluses, the soundtrack doesn't even come close to Elton John's original soundtrack from the original movie and all those wonderful songs that he gave us. But all the familiar characters are there. You learn how Mufasa became Mufasa and all the other characters from The Lion King. So I wound up giving that a Dean's List B-. Also, the other movie that's opening, this is strictly a PG weekend. We've also got Sonic the Hedgehog 3, which is opening today. That's the video game turned into two very, very profitable movie adaptations. This brings Jim Carrey's voice back into the mix. Keanu Reeves is back into this. Most of the original voices are back for all of this. And really, the plot line doesn't really matter as much as what these actors bring to it. They really bring the story to life. Even though the movie is super hyperactive, it's occasionally funny. I think little kids are going to like this better than cranky old movie critics who go to see it. But I still gave it a Dean's List C. It's right now it's tracking to be the number one movie of the weekend. So, and if you go to see that, don't leave the theater too soon. There's an extra bonus scene at the very, very end. So stick around for that.
I love how this holiday season you can see the origin story of The Lion King, or on the stream, you can watch a Dexter Original Sin.
Yeah. Yeah, and Nesferatu is right,
oh, yeah.
right around the corner, too. So
have a good
somehow
weekend.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer is tame compared to everything else.
Thank you, Dean.
See you about.